Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, today it's a weather-related story. Explain.
Well, we're hearing a lot about extreme weather everywhere, and the summer storms around here in the past decade, we had floods in 06 and 2012, sometimes do appear to be getting worse. This summer, we certainly had a lot of rolling thunderstorms, lightning, trees down, and outages. Happily, no heavy flooding. Still, a storm on Saturday, August 13th, was a particularly bad one. Power was out in much of the county, some places for 24 hours. Over at a campground in Morris, a tree fell on a tent and killed a young man, a business student from Rhode Island. In any event, it surfaced last week that the monthly Otsego County Board meeting that the 911 center wasn't up to the emergency. Several million dollars had just been spent upgrading the center. It's in new quarters with new technology, and the number of incoming lines was increased from 13 to 20. In this storm, 647 calls were received between 6 and midnight. That's about one a minute. And there were four dispatchers on, but 128 calls weren't answered. They weren't answered at all. Normally, those calls would be forwarded to Schoharie or Delaware County, but those centers were swamped too. One of the calls was from the owner of a smoke-filled house in Richfield Springs. Happily, whatever the problem turned out to be was taken care of, but as you can imagine, the county rep from that district wasn't particularly happy. The county's called in the consulting firm to help put the new center together to try to recommend upgrades, so we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, our reporter quoted the director as saying the public is overusing 911. That it's not meant for power outages, barking dogs, or bursting water pipes, as he put it. Just life and death situations. I don't know, David, but for the past 30 years, we've been training people to call 911, call 911. We're not going to be able to untrain people overnight, and I'm not sure that would be such a good idea. Anyhow, this is an extreme weather-related issue I haven't heard about before. It'd be interesting to know if other counties upstate and the Berkshires are facing similar 911 challenges.
Yeah, I was just about to ask that very question, whether we had any knowledge of that, but certainly, as you point out, extreme weather would increase calls.
Yes, sir. You would think so. And, certainly we need to figure out a way to meet the challenge.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to find the news. And, Jim, as always, we thank you.
Super. Thank you, David.